WBA, listening.
Four digits right there, they're mobile.
Just headed over to Lowe's from home desk spot here, so can't stay long, buddy.
KN4VWA, doing the same thing, headed for Lowe's. Man, you're quick on that microphone trigger there, Tom.
It's because I knew you was in the background. Go ahead, Dave.
My apers keyed up, and then when my apers came down, Tom was there. That was quick, Tom. Good to hear you. You too, Steve. W4DJW, mobile.
See you today.
For a kill 'em grip, I have three of them at home, but they're not the right size to hold a string relief for RG8. And let me turn the radio down, guys. That's what I was looking for. Hello, I'm going to run over here and then Ace Hardware, and then I think we're going to pick up some Public chicken wings. Go ahead, Dave.
So, Lowe's had killing grips, but you learn something new all the time. Surprised at all the stuff that they have. They do have. I'm just headed out to KFC to get some chicken. Amy's cooking tonight, but I'm hungry now. So she said if you're going to get KFC, get it now. Don't be waiting until time for the race to come on tonight, so I just headed out to pick up some KFC. How about you, Steve? What are you up to?
I'm going to Lowe's in Violent Springs to pick up a blade for my saw so that I can cut some concrete, the little concrete step pads. I've got them inside my house in front of my stove, and my new wood stove is sitting on them, and I've got to cut a diagonal on some of them, and then I got to put a wood trim all around the front of that. So those things you were looking for, Tom, is that like the Mexican handcuffs?
Yeah, or you Chinese finger traps, what we called them when I was a kid. You get them at the carnivals. They're made out of bamboo-like stuff. I never forget the first time my older brother, which was 6 years older, put one of those on my finger and wouldn't take it off. I couldn't figure that one out. Anyways, I'm going to run in here. There's no guarantee they'll have them. I'll probably have to wait and go to an industrial supply day. Boy, the repeater took a huge dip. Don't know whether it was on my end or not. See you later, guys. We'll be mobile in a little bit. This is Gerald T.R.
Hey, Tom, if you don't find them in there, Wireman's got a whole big assortment of them, and they've already got the loop fasteners on them, too. So that's a last resort kind of deal. And I've destinated here at Lowe's, so I'm going to jump out and I'm going to run in. Dave, go get you some vittles, boy. I'll catch you in a little bit if you're still out there.
Quick question. Will they let you go up to the shop now, up at the Wireman? I hate to pay freight, FedEx, just to go a few miles.
Yeah, they'll let you up there. I was up there probably 3-4 weeks ago. And, you just do the normal social distancing and use your hand sanitizer after you leave and all that kind of good stuff, and it's okay. They'll let you up there.
Okay, well, I got a mask. All right, see you later. Go ahead, Nick.
Sometimes I've found out it's good to call them ahead of time just to let them know that you're coming because they don't have that much foot traffic. Anyway, I've known both of you two are jumping out, and Steve, when you keyed up last, time for last, somebody else keyed up with you, so there might be somebody else in there. Anyway, if I catch you before I get all the way home when you guys get out of Lowe's, I'll talk to you then. W4DJW Mobile.
How you doing, Gary? Oh, and by the way, Tom, that might be a good idea to go ahead and call the Wireman before you go, because if you know your specific size, they can tell you right quick how long and what sizes they got available.
Okay, Steve. I knew they had them. I just hated to order them, but I appreciate the information anyways. Thank you. And, Gary, good morning, and I'm going to sign. N0TR is clear.
All right. I'll be back in a few minutes
for everything. Just rolling over to Lisa's house here. I'm going to spend the day and looking forward to that. Had a pretty productive morning.
I'll try that again. You and Steve doubled there at the beginning. Steve signed out while you were doubling. He won out for that portion.
No problem. I just was saying, just heading over to Lisa's house for the afternoon. Going to spend the day there and had a productive morning working on various projects. So it's a good day.
Changing the schedule up on the training. Is that all solidified now?
Again, 100% virtual. We'll have the extra class and the technician class. The extra class starting, I think it's the October the 6th, and the technician class October the 7th. And we've announced it here on the repeater and then also to various clubs and whatnot. And we already have enough students to make the class go. So we're probably going to limit it at 25, but I think we've got 8 in the extra and 5 in the tech at the moment.
Sounds like the last translation was a good translation into the repeater's announcement. So when you pull it up by the repeater, it pulls it up correctly, right?
Yeah, hit 9.5 pound, and it always plays for me, so no problem.
Okay, wasn't sure if you were going to need to do that again or not, if you were good to go. But that's good to know. Well, it's a beautiful day over here in Greer. How about where you are?
We're heading toward Piedmont on Whitehorse Road. Normal traffic, but beautiful sunshine. And, boy, it was nice. It was only 57 degrees this morning when I went out to take the dogs for a walk, so I enjoyed that. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee. Steve, go ahead.
While you were doubling with him.
That explains that. Okay, good. Yeah, so... we've got enough people now to help us out with the classes as far as for technical direction, and we've got the equipment so that we can put on a complete show using PowerPoint presentations and a drawing tablet. So I feel very comfortable about giving the classes on Zoom.
And then you record all that, and that's what goes up on the YouTube for other people to follow later?
What goes as we plan, and we actually have a test run. We're going to do a test this coming Tuesday. We're actually going to be doing the Zoom live and stream to YouTube live at the same time. And then YouTube automatically records that. We'll also do a separate recording, and if I have to do an edited version up on the YouTube channel, I will. But if I don't, if the live stream is sufficient, that's what we'll leave up there.
Okay. The reason I asked is I was just curious if questions and answers would come out in the final one that's on YouTube later after the course is already completed.
If somebody on Zoom has a question, we should be able to actually put their image and voice on the YouTube stream as well. Should work just fine. Love to have you up to the house sometime, and I'll show you the setup.
Those generally are very good. I teach people at work a lot, and I like it when people ask questions, and I thank them for their questions, because if nobody asks questions, everybody's thinking it and nobody's asking it and nobody learns, and then you have to teach them individually over at a later point in time. So questions and answers are always really good. Anyway, if I go missing, it's because it's my turn at the window. I'm second in line for the first of two windows. But I'll be right back after that. W4DJW.
We're not going to really use the features in the Zoom software. Rather, we've got some external video switchers, Blackmagic Designs, ATEM Mini and ATEM Mini Pro. We're going to be using one to switch for Zoom and the other to provide the stream to YouTube. So it's a little sophisticated, but it seems to be working.
Well, okay, it's my turn. I was going to ask a question about that, but it's my turn at the window. We'll be back in a minute. W4DJW.
Yankee Mobile.
So there was, is that, those hardware switchers, they're all at the same location?
In my office. Well, we can originate either from my office at the house, or we can originate from my workshop, or we could originate from my ham shack with some planning. But the two hardware switchers and four inputs on each of them, and they're all right there.
All of them at the same time, and then you just switch from from one to another for the live stream. But then later, you still have all of that captured. You could go back in your video editor and build it any way you wanted to at that point, right?
Yes, except that we're not recording all of the individual feeds. Blackmagic just came out with a new version of the switcher. They've got three versions of the same switcher. It will record the isolated feeds, we will record the program output, and I can work with that.
Okay. I was just curious how you did that. Do a lot of that stuff at work, too. But I haven't done it, in a non-work environment. It is a different group that you work with when we do that at work. So just curious how you were doing that. And really want to say thank you for all that extra effort that you're putting out there, getting new ham radio operators trained up and on the air.
About this because it's something new and something different, something we haven't tried before. So we do want to go back to the classroom eventually, but for right now, this is a great alternative. And already I've got students signed up from as far away as New Mexico and Chicago.
Well, that is because I've heard other people on this repeater from all over the world. So your audience has just, well, it's already been open to all the world, but via virtualization is real-time, first pass opened up to all the world, so that ought to be interesting.
I was referring to the Zoom participants, but for the YouTube channel, I've got emails from people all over the world who have used the videos, even in other countries, to get them ready for their own testing with some success, so I'm kind of happy about that.
I have to have two windows, so if I blank out, you'll know what happened to me. But I might be because I wasn't hearing anything when I pulled up here. So if I don't come back at you, it's because I need to move like 6 or 8 inches in one direction or another for VHF. But glad that's all working out good for you. You're getting lots of views on your videos after the classes.
And the continual comments and emails from people who either are looking for handouts, which we have links, we have all the handouts on Dropbox, so we can give them links for all of those, or people just writing to say thank you. And we do accept donations over at my website, w4eey.com, which helps us pay for the equipment that we use to produce the series.
A virtual whiteboard or your video actual whiteboard when you're explaining complex like those complicated questions that you have to do drawings on and things like that.
Classroom, we actually had a whiteboard and then we moved to an old chalkboard with colored chalk, which showed up better on the cameras. But now for this series, we have a Android tablet, Picasso tablet, that will be running either AutoSketch or some other drawing program that we can bring right into the switcher full screen and use that to illustrate what we're doing.
I was watching some Kubernetes videos for training the other day, and they were talking about running Docker containers in Kubernetes, and they had a sheet of plexiglass between them and the camera, and they would write on the plexiglass, and they'd write normal left to right, but it'd come out on the video right to left. So I guess they reversed their image, but their logos on their shirts were left to right. It was weird. I was trying to figure out how in the world did they do that. Have you seen, you know what I'm talking about? Have you seen people do that?
That's interesting. I'll have to look for that. If you get a chance, send me a link.
Very non-distracting. It was like a blackboard that was between you and the instructor. And when the instructor wrote, it wrote left to right. And, I mean, it had to be because they couldn't learn to write backwards that good. That many different instructors learned to write backwards. because they would have to write it backwards normally with a chalkboard between you and them, or else you would have to learn to read it backwards. But it came out just right, and their logos, I noticed their logos on the shirt. And I said, they must be reversing this, and they're playing the video. They've got it flipped 180 degrees on the Y-axis, but it couldn't be that. So I was just curious. But it's really, really good when you're learning new technology for the instructor not to have the instructor's back at you while you're learning from the instructor. You're face-to-face, so they're talking to you, and they're writing on the chalkboard, and which is just clear, transparent plexiglass, and talking to you while they're doing it. There's none of this turning around and getting out of the way of the picture kind of thing.
Fascinating. I'd love to know more about that and see it anyway. If you can, if you know of a link to a video or something, don't care about the material, just want to see the technique, I'd love to see it.
Okay. Well, I'll just go into my history on Google and filter on YouTube and go back to that one and send you a couple of links to a couple of those sessions. But it was cool. Anyway, I think about that when you're having to do that and you're using it and you're learning what other people are doing to do that, that helps you to advance your classes as well and make them even better for the future run. But every little bit helps. W4DJW.
And I'm almost here at my destination, so let me say 73, but great talking with you. Enjoy your chicken, and we'll look for you on down the walk. W4DJW, 73 from Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
All right, Gary, good talking to you. Take care. Be safe. Look forward to doing it again. W4DJW Mobile.
See you later, Gary. Nice to hear you. And Dave, you got KFC chicken today, I take it.
I believe I was talking to you last time I went and picked up KFC, which was a while ago, about a month and a half, maybe 2 months ago. But you got to go out there and get it every now and then. That's really good chicken.
I agree. Well, we like their crispy chicken. We kind of got spoiled. Publix has mild spicy chicken, and we can tolerate that. So we've been getting that lately, and it's really good.
The Whole Foods, the whole bird is cooked. She gets those from Whole Foods every now and then. They're baked, I guess. And those are good, too. I have to get out the carving knife and sharpen it up. It's like turkey day. It's like a mini turkey day. But those are good, too. But I don't know, something about that original recipe with KFC that the Colonel built 100 years ago, nothing's ever come close.
Yeah, a secret recipe. Hi. We like the extra crispy from there. I'll tell you another thing that's really good is Costco's rotisserie chicken or Sam's, either one. Just add some mashed potatoes and gravy and corn or something, a salad, and wow, makes a wonderful meal.
Similar to that from that place, if you go down where Target is and where that Rutherford Road goes all the way out to Wade Hampton, there's a little, it used to be Jersey Mike, but I don't know what it is now. Anyway, she gets ham, macaroni and cheese, and like green beans or lima beans from that place down there. It's pretty good too, but you can burn out on it pretty quick.
Yeah, I haven't heard you in a little while. I sent you an email the other day. I think it was from the EAA, but I'm not certain about that. I can't remember the content of it.
Was that no-fly email? Nobody was flying on that day, nobody anywhere. I got, the reason I asked, because I got similar emails from all of the hobby clubs and all of the airfields in the area saying, nobody's going to fly today. Make sure you don't fly today.
Oh, that must have been when Trump come in, Messenger OTR. They always restrict the airspace wherever he's going. They just shut it down.
Yeah, I was thinking that's what you sent me, but I'm not sure which one, if that was one that you sent me or if it's something else.
Well, it was something else, Dave, and I can't remember what it was. I think it involved drones. I read a thing the other day, how much dope was coming into the United States now via the drones.
I realized they were using it for that. That's bad. That's really bad. But, you know, the counter of that will be is they'll find ways to take them out of the sky real quick, to identify them and take them out of the sky real fast. So that'll quickly become something that they be very difficult to profit from. It wouldn't be hard at all to put a in fact, I think that might have been what you sent me, is one that a drone that goes out there and captures other drones, identifies them, and throws a net around them.
Now, Dave, getting too old. But I know I read the article, and it was fascinating, the amount of lift capacity. Now, they were buying $10,000 drones that, you know, really had a greater lift capacity, and they could haul an appreciable amount of drugs into the country. And they were very, very hard to stop because K-band radar and I think S-band, and I'm not sure, or X-band, it's very difficult to pick up something that small because of the wavelength.
They could be 100 miles away or 200 miles away if you get on the right frequency and, you know, not at the site, the people that are actually doing the flying.
Amazing. Totally autonomous, huh?
Well, the military does that today but they've got link-ups. They bounce off satellites, and they bounce off the bottoms of airplanes, but they can go off, they can be on this side of the Earth flying a drone on the other side of the Earth, and they've got 100% connectivity to it. There's no frame loss.
Now, I've seen that, and the military has. That's totally amazing, too. I actually talked to the Border Patrol agents up at Oshkosh one year, and they had the big Predator drone. It was huge, Dave. It really was. Fascinating stuff. Well, we are at Ace Hardware over here, and the parking lot was full, and a guy pulled into the handicapped spot without a handicap tag, I'm pretty sure, which is normal operating procedure. Talk to you later, Dave. You have a good day. W4DJW N0TR73.
Okay, Tom. Good timing because I am backing it in the driveway. Good talking to you. Enjoy your day. It's beautiful out here. W4DJW clear.
Before Alpha Kilo, Sunset, South Carolina, testing FP991 Alpha. Has a copy on this signal? November 4, Alpha Kilo.
Not good. Full quieting. Maybe just a little bit of static back in the background. Where is Sunset? KN4BWA.
KN4BWA. He's a VOV. Name here is Glenn Goff, Lima Echo, November. Do you know where, Table Rock State Park is? Okay, I'm about 5 miles west of there on Highway 11 at Sunset. Little post office sitting across the street. Over.
Roger. Now, did you say you were on a 991A?
This is a 991A. I just got it in the mail the other day.
That's what I went with about 6 or 7 months ago.
Well, yeah, I'm going to use it a lot for a portable rig going between here and Gainesville, Georgia, down on the lake. So I looked at everything and I said, you know, for the price, which is under $1,100, I got a sale on, you know, I will have repeaters, not only high frequency, so far I like it. What's your handle?
Steve over in Inman, South Carolina. And that's Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo.
KN4 Victor Echo, okay. Steve and Inman. Well, it's good to hear you. Do you work any on high frequency with it or just on FM?
I'm mobile and I've got an 857D in my truck and I'm working DX with it. Talk to the Colorado net
yesterday with it from my truck. And on my 991A, I've got a 50-foot tower with a Cushcraft D4 rotatable dipole and a Maxcon off-center fed dipole suspended from the top of my 50-foot tower.
Wow, you're really set up to go then. Well, that's great. Well, age here is 79 going on 80, so I got a little bit of a learning curve on this unit. I've got a TS-2000, which it's got a lot of push buttons too, but no problem so far. I like it. This is a neat rig.
It's got some features. I think it'll just make you smile. Yeah, just take your time and absorb the, what is the word I'm looking for? Yep, absorb the procedure and protocols on the thing to get right straight to that stuff and that selectable menu, man, it'll just fly for you.
Well, yeah, I see. I got everything in front of me in the multi-tuning knob. The TS-2000 had a multi-tuner too, so that's not a problem. Now, have you worked any digital stuff like hooking a computer with yours yet, over?
Integrated with FT8.
You do? That's fantastic. So all you got to do is have your a cable run over to your computer. Is that right?
Don't go out and pay no big money for one. It's just all it is a USB cable.
Yeah. Well, I got one that's got a toroids on each end, so that'll just, for safety's sake. So, and I understand you need to download your driver before you hook anything up. Is that right?
With FT8 software, and then you, are you going to try to link it up? Are you on AWRL, Logbook of the World?
Yeah, I am.
There's a way that you can integrate the FT8 software and link it up with the Logbook of the World, and it automatically records.
Oh, I didn't know that. So that'll be a learning curve. I've used Ham Radio Deluxe before, but you know Ham Radio Deluxe, as far as I know, the FT8 is not in there. You might can use their logging, but I've just got to get up to speed on that. Steve, over.
Right. Well, listen, the way I'm doing it is I'm running an administrator clock that, you know, links up the timing, and then I'm running N3 FJP, that's my reporting software to the AWRL, and I'm using another software to patch between the FT8 software and the N3 FJP, which sends it up to AWRL Logbook of the World automatically. Once you get it all set up, it's just seamless.
Okay. Well, I was on FT8 a couple of years ago, and it was okay. Kind of got burned out on it. I kind of like old-fashioned PSK31 sometimes, just sit there and talk to guys. But do you have PSK Reporter hooked up, too, so you can see how far your signal went?
But that N3 FJP has all that in it. Matter of fact, it gives me a coordinate to point my antenna on the rotation. It gives me distance. Logs all the contacts. If I see one on there and I click on it, it'll bring up a history if I've ever talked to them before. It's pretty smooth.
Sounds like it. I'll have to look it up on the computer over here and do a little study. Well, Steve, I do appreciate you coming back to me. And let's see, right now I'm only running 20 watts right now. It's not hard to hit this repeater. This thing will give you, as you know, 50 watts out if you need it. So I'm looking forward to learning all about it. KN4, Victor Echo N4AK.
Now, let me correct you on that. It's Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha.
KN4V. WA, Victor Whiskey Alpha, over.
Roger, roger, affirmative, that's me, Stephen Inman. Have you been checking into the nets at all?
Oh, I check in to 0161 here on occasion. I hear David. I used to live in Traveler's Rest, and I check in to 79 up in San Francisco. Over.
Just going to make sure you knew about the 610 repeater net every night at 9, so who knows, maybe I'll hear you in there. All right, well, listen, 73, so I'm about to destinate, and I will catch you later. KN4, BWA, I'll be clear after your final.
Okay, Steve, I really appreciate you coming back to me and doing this little checkout. Earlier, I had a problem. I had a bad piece of coax. I just hadn't tightened up my coax connector. This thing has a PL259 on one end, and my antenna here has an end connector, so I had to make the transition. So, Steve, it's been great talking to you. Good meeting you. I'll listen for you on the repeater. KN4 VWA, Inman, November 4, Alpha Kilo, Sunset.